The lunch break is officially over. It's time for seminars to start. So if you're at the bookstall, if you could be moving away. And if you're not in here for this session, then make your way to your seminar venues. If you are going to stay in here for this session, if you'd rather stay at the back, that's fine. But it might be quite nice if we move forward and say we're all together, because it won't be full. There's a good number still. But feel free to move down. A bit more cozy then. Great. So we'll be starting in 2 minutes. Sorry, Matt, thanks. And just before we start, we've got a music-related notice that might be of interest to you. So here's Ben.
Great. It's great to see you all. I am just going to tell you really briefly about a music ministry conference. I guess what that means is we're running something that is for training for anyone who's involved in singing or playing or doing PA in your churches. So that may be some of you here, I'm guessing. Or you may know people in your church who are involved or run that sort of thing. It's the Sheffield Music Ministry Conference. It's coming up in June. And there's going to be Bible readings and practical seminars to help people in playing as a band, in doing PA, and lots of things. If you want to know anything more about it, Matt, the guy at the back on the sound desk, or myself, or any of us guys here can tell you more about it. Or pick up a leaflet. They're around at the 10 of those, or up here, or on the sound desk. Just wanted to let you know about that. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Ben. Okay. This seminar is a little bit different, so you're probably feeling quite full already after you've had two sessions. So this seminar is supposed to be a little bit like lying down in green pastures, chance to reflect on things that have already been said, a chance to enjoy the Lord, enjoy each other's company as we sing praises to him, look over notes that you've made, pray together. So rather than giving you more stuff, my mind is quite small and I can only fit a little bit in. So rather than giving you extra, a chance to just enjoy the truths that we've already heard. So we'll spend some time doing that together, and hopefully by the end we'll feel really refreshed and warmed by the gospel and enjoying Jesus together. But before we start, let me pray for us. Almighty God, in all we do together now, we do ask that this time would cause us to rejoice in the gospel all the more, that we'd be lifted by this time and spurred on to love you and to enjoy the love that you have shown us, delighted by the truth that sets us free. May everything that we do now be for your praise and glory. Amen. As we begin, let's stand together, and we're going to start by reading a passage from Ephesians together. And it's a wonderful passage, very familiar, reminding us of what is true when we belong to God. So it says lots of encouraging things all together about being adopted and redeemed and forgiven, restored, chosen. So let's enjoy saying these things that are true of us if we love Jesus. We'll say the words together, and then we'll lift our voices to sing to the one who is worthy of our praise. So together, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Wonderful, wonderful words. Let's sing to our Saviour together. That's wonderful to lift our voices together. We're going to teach you a song that might be unfamiliar to you. So it's a song called Grace Is Not Earned. It's a wonderful song because it picks up on some of the things that we were reading about from Paul's letter to the Ephesians at the start. Truths that remind us that we are chosen by God, that we're forgiven, that we're redeemed, that we're loved. So what we'll do is we'll sing the first verse to you so you can pick it up, and then we'll go back to the first verse and sing it through together and just really enjoy these words that remind you who you are in the Lord Jesus. That's just one line that's repeated. So have a listen and then have a go. going to keep on playing. And we just want to give you a bit of time now to reflect on some of the things that you've heard already today. So you can keep standing if you want, but feel free to sit down, maybe look over some notes and be thinking, what is it that already you've heard today that you want to ask the Lord to help you to keep tight hold of so that it takes root in your heart, so that you don't just go away at the end of the day and forget it. Feel free to talk to the person next to you if that's helpful, or just spend a bit of time on your own to have a little bit of a think. Feel free to look up Ephesians chapter 1 again and remind yourself of those wonderful things that we saw at the start. So we'll just give you some space now to use however you'd like. can carry on reflecting. Me and Lewis are going to sing a song to you. It's one of the songs that Lewis has written, and it reflects a little bit on the struggle that we have to grasp God's grace for us. It feels like it's too good to be true that we can't at all earn his love. So it reflects a little bit on that, so hope you enjoy it.
Look at me now, how I've blown in from the cold. I've taken possession of treasure that I'm not fit to behold. Riches come to me at the cost of another. Secret is one I'm stumbling still to uncover. And as long as my pride is inside, it's something I can't understand. I'll be adrift in the ocean, trying to paddle my way to dry land. If the boat is called grace, I'll be safe, not to struggle to battle the waves. Looking ahead, it's your breath in the sails that will save me. Sun's warm on my back, but behind lie the places I've been. Up ahead shines the beautiful place that I'm heading. But I'm lingering like a mist in the morning. Quickly I find my walls tumbling down, they don't utter a sound. Will I keep on pretending they're strong, that this grace may abound? Feels like I'm driving along, falling asleep at the wheel. Till I get home, I'm a broken bone waiting to heal. And there's one thing I still lack. But behind lie the places I've been. Up ahead shines the beautiful place that I'm heading. Mist in the morning. Look at me now, how I've blown in from the cold. I've taken possession of treasure that I'm not fit to behold. Riches come to me at the cost of another. The secret is one stumbling still to uncover.
Let's stand together. I'm just going to read some verses for you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. It says this: therefore, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Let's sing together a song that reminds us we can approach the throne of God because we're saved by his grace. Let's sing Before the Throne. My Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. Great
is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the your name on high, and Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives, and Lord, we trust in your unfailing love, for you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven
to sit down. And before we finish, let's take a little bit of time out to turn to the Lord in prayer. And that song was saying, Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. I guess, however we're feeling, even if there's all sorts of things that are very difficult in our lives at the moment, when we know that we were chosen by the Lord before the world was created, and when we know that we are set free because of his love for us, and when we know that we have our heavenly home waiting for us, we've always got much to thank him for. So take a couple of minutes, either on your own or with a person next to you, just giving thanks to the Lord in prayer for all his goodness to us. me pray for us. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all the works you've done in our lives. We thank you that you are always good all the time, always loving, always merciful, always trustworthy. And I pray that we would be those who are marked by our thankfulness to you, and that no matter how we're feeling, we would always be delighted to give you praise and thanks. Amen. If you're anything like me, then when it comes to trying to articulate some of the things that we want to thank the Lord for, it's really hard, isn't it? And often I just feel like my words are too clumsy to express my love for the Lord and how I should be responding to him. So that's why song is so wonderful, isn't it? When other people have put into words some of our thoughts. And so we're going to finish by singing a wonderful hymn, How Great Thou Art. We're going to think about his greatness in a whole load of different things, in creation, in adopting us as his children, and in preparing a home for us for all eternity. Let's stand and sing together, How Great Thou Art.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider
soul, my Savior God, to thee.
pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your generosity to us. Thank you for revealing yourself to us in your precious word. So thank you that we don't have to guess what you're like. Thank you that as we feast on your word, we see how great you are. Lord, thank you for this time to reflect on your character, to enjoy you together. And as we were encouraging our own souls to sing of your greatness, I pray that that would continue as we leave here, that we would constantly be meditating on your greatness, and that that would spur us on, no matter what life is like, to enjoy you and live for your praise and glory. Amen. Amen. Ladies, thank you ever so much. I've really enjoyed that. You are now free to use the bookstall, have drinks. I presume there are drinks. I don't know if that's true or not. You can have a little look and see anyway, but thank you.